This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ravens have a football game on Friday. The Orioles are in a pennant race. It's a perfect time to bring on the governor of the great state of Maryland, Wes Moore. And Governor, thank you so much for your time. I know it's a very slow time for you right now, so we appreciate you giving us some time.
If only we had a hockey team for him to train with as well.
There's nothing going on in this country But you got to be excited, and you know that the Ravens were showing off their new digs to the people earlier this week. People got to see it at the soccer match last night. They'll get to see it Friday at the football game.
I got to tell you, I mean, I had the joy of getting a bit of a sneak preview of what that thing's going to look like. Guys, this thing is gorgeous. I mean, we already had one of the best fan experiences around, but wait till you see what the Ravens have just done with M&T Bank Stadium. It is stunning, and it just makes it changes the entire fan experience. And honestly, especially when you take a look at what's going to happen on the field, because I went to the training camp, y'all. I mean, Derrick Henry is just an alien. I mean, like it is crazy what he is going to be able to add to this offense. And when you watch what we're going to be able to do on the field, and then you look at the whole redesign that's now happening off the field, this is going to be a really special place to come watch some great sports.
Governor, I got to ask you, you were at Maryland training camp. Yeah. You were full gear? I mean, what was it like participating in practice?
I don't see Whitmer doing that.
I told him, listen, when they were like, okay, we'd like for you to come visit, I was like, all right, cool, but is it okay if I play? And literally they were like, excuse me? I was like, is it okay if I play? They're like, oh, you mean throw a ball around? I was like, no. Like, pads.
Suit up.
Like, let's get it in. And I had to show them. I was like, listen, I mean, it's been a while since my college football days when I played at Johns Hopkins. But I had to show them that I haven't lost that many steps, y'all. So it was so much fun, though, man, getting out there as a flagship. And this team is going to be good. I mean, they are hungry. They practice hard. I now know from experience how hard they practice and how hard they hit. But it was great getting out there and roughing up a little bit.
What was it like working with Coach Locks?
Oh, it was great, man. Except he kept on yelling at me. He's like, push harder, push harder. I'm like, Coach, I'm the governor. I'm one of your players, man. But it was great because, you know, I mean, listen, he has a winning mentality. And when people have winning mentalities, they create winning products. And so I'm really excited about what I think this team is going to be able to do on the field. You know, the transition to the Big Ten is always difficult. You know, you're playing every single week in and week out, is a championship week because you're playing some of the top teams in America all in one conference. But I really do believe that this is going to be an important breakout year for Coach Locks and our Terps.
Governor, can you get anybody you know to file any paperwork to add eligibility? I'm guessing you exhausted it all at Johns Hopkins. I mean, if Locks needed you for a couple of plays, could you make that happen?
I'm saying, and people saw the video. They're like, oh, is this like edited? I was like, nah, it's not edited, man. I said, we still got it. So I told him, I said, I have 2 more years of eligibility left. If I don't know if I need to like enroll and then be able
a
to
waiver,
it, but
yeah, just
but
get a waiver.
I would love to add that to my bucket list.
You could teach a class there, Governor, in your free time, and then also help out the football team.
Listen, whatever works to get me to run through that tunnel, I will do it.
We're talking to Governor Westmore. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. What about the baseball team? And I know that we talk about it on the air. We're excited to see what the stadium's going to look like when it's done. I can imagine when you see what they've done at M&T, like what Camden Yards could look like once the old girl gets a paint job.
I got to tell you, man, I mean, and this is the beautiful thing, right? It's like, you know, we now have teams that are committed to not just creating winners on the field, but creating winners off the field. And when you think about what that's going to mean for Baltimore, I mean, you're talking about Ravens Stadium and Orioles Stadium. And remember, Baltimore is one of the only cities in America that has both a sport, it has both a football franchise and a baseball franchise in the middle of downtown, right? Most like Atlanta does not, that's, it's not downtown,
right.
Not downtown, Philadelphia, not downtown. You really only have, it's like, and then the future of Vegas, you'll have that. But you don't have that many places that has a football team and a baseball team in the middle of downtown. And so the entire corridor for what that's going to look like with Baltimore, when you have a convention center and you have Inner Harbor and you have all the kind of things down there, plus you have housing, you know, probably the most aggressive housing package in the history of the state of Maryland taking place. This is going to be a real Baltimore renaissance that's taking place. But the Orioles are going to be a huge part of what that renaissance looks like. And especially when you get a team like what we have right now, you know, I mean, listen, the guys are playing, and, you know, we are heavy into a pennant race, but remember we're what, a half game back against the Yankees. Now we're only 1 game back from Philly. So we are already just a, you know, a game or two away from having the best record in all of baseball. So this is a really exciting time to be an Oriole fan, but a really exciting time to spend time in Baltimore as well.
Governor, what have you thought of Jackson Holliday's second stint with the big league club?
Lord, you know what? I'm so happy for that kid, man.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, he caught so much hell that first time coming up. And I'm like, I kept on saying, like, y'all, he's 20 years old. Like, give him a break. Like, you know, this is a natural transition that happens for a lot of people. And part of it is crazy, right? The excitement that happened that first time he got called up. I think like his first night, it was like Jackson Holliday bobblehead night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like no rookie gets that. And so I think that the expectations were really high. I think that, you know, he just needed time to let it all sink in, because you don't find talent like that. And especially you don't find talent like that at that age. But if you just allowed him to just grow into this role, you then can really get a chance to see what kind of special player that he is. And so, you know, the guy's been back, what, four games, already has 2 home runs under his belt, and is really a real contributor already to both his offense and his defense. I mean, you know, I think the challenge is we lost some stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm still trying to get over losing Hayes, to be honest. I mean, Hayes wasn't just a great ball player. Hayes was a bit of a culture carrier inside of the locker room. And so that's a loss. And I think the jury's still out on some of the pitchers that we got back in return for some of the
that's
trades.
That's a fair way of putting it.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, the jury's still out, right? I mean, like, listen, I want to believe that these were pitchers that could get us. And Lord knows we needed it, right? We needed middle inning. We needed arms. We needed both righties and lefties and both as a full closer, because Bautista's still, because, you know, we don't have him yet, but also in the middle inning relievers. So we needed the arms. I think the jury's still out whether or not the arms that we got were the arms that we needed.
Mm.
But I can tell you, at least on the offensive side, man, when you have a lineup that includes, you know, folks like Gunner and, you know, Santander and Mullins and Kowser and Jax, I mean, like we're loaded when our bats are on. But we just got to make sure we have pitching so we're not required to score 6, 7, 8 runs every single game in order to win the game.
Governor, along the lines of the stadium upgrades, the Orioles sent out some of those surveys, I guess it was a few months back. I know a lot of us here in studio responded where you could vote on different options, things you like. Did you take part in that at all? Are there some of these concepts and theories of what a new ballpark could envision that wet your whistle?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, I want to make sure that we have, I'm speaking not just again as the governor, but also as a fan, that you have to come up with ways of making the ballpark attractive to people, because people have so many different ways of watching games. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people can sit in their basements on 50-inch screens and watch game and game screens and watch 50 different games going on at once and all that kind of stuff. So there's so many ways for people to have a great at-home experience that you have to find ways to compete with that. And not just compete with it, to beat it. To say, like, you know what, I know I can watch this game at home, but, man, the fan experience is so crazy that it makes me want to go out and go to the games. And so that includes even the basic things like how we're thinking about food and concessions and knowing that you can have interesting product lines. It means how do you make sure that there's easy ways of both parking and ease of being able to get to the ballpark. How do you having different transportation options? It means how are you making sure the seats are comfortable and that there's no quote unquote bad seats in terms of your view and what you can see and what you can, you know, it means taking advantage of other shared areas, like, you know, the bleacher areas. And there's some really cool stuff that you all will see with Raven Stadium about how they use certain areas almost feel like you kind of like lounge chill spots. If you can get, so just coming up with really creative ways of making it a great experience for people to be able to have. But I tell you, the great thing about the Orioles management and the Orioles leadership, who we've been working very closely with them on it, is they're just a very creative bunch, and they're a bunch that don't like to lose. And when I say they don't like to lose, they don't like to lose on the field, and they don't like to lose off the field. They take pride in the fact that right now Oriole Park, was rated as the number one ballpark in the country, I believe by Sporting News last year. And that was last year. Now imagine what that thing's going to be when we get all the, you know, when we get everything done to make it into just truly a ballpark that is just, it's untouchable by everything else in this class.
Governor Westmore, always great. Before we let you go, one more quick question. You are, what? I would say it's fair, you're a friend of the show, and we are journalists. So with that in mind, a very hard-hitting question. Who is your favorite wineman? Is it me or my brother Dennis?
The correct answer is Dennis, Governor.
It's you.
Of course it's me, yes. Because I know you and Dennis go way back, but,
way back. Dennis, no, that's my guy, man. That's my guy.
Does everyone know Dennis?
I got long loyalty to Dennis. Yes, I got long loyalty.
Told you. Yeah. But it's me, correct? It's Dennis.
We'll go with Dennis. Yeah,
it's Dennis.
We'll say it for you, Governor. Yeah, it's Dennis. It's Dennis. It's Dennis. That is the correct answer.
I would have picked Dennis too.
Dennis is my guy.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I had to pick Dennis too. Governor Westmore.
Eight days a week.
Yeah, thank you as always. Wyman Industries always coming through. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Talking to you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much, man. Talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A comfortable day at the castle turned rather humid and hot as the storms that were supposed to happen earlier today were replaced by sunshine. It seems to be raining a little bit now, but it was a hot one, and the Ravens were moving kind of at half speed today. It's their last practice before their first preseason football game against the Eagles on Friday night. It was fun.
I wasn't out there.
It was fun.
Don't look at
it
me.
It was fun.
It's your report.
The beat guys are mad at me because I seem to bring the worst practices. If you remember, I was there a year ago when they did, and I was reminded by multiple members of the media, Childs Walker, Jess Rebeck among them, that they did like a 2.5 hour half speed practice, which was one I attended a year ago, and now I'm there today, and it's another one of those. So I guess I bring
no standouts, no superlatives, nothing. Nothing.
I thought that Zay Flowers made some nice plays. Lamar was up and he was better today than what he was yesterday, from my understanding.
Rough.
I didn't think he was great, but I also there's a caveat whenever I talk about Lamar in practice. He doesn't show his best stuff in practice.
Yeah.
Like training camp practice doesn't bring out what makes Lamar great. It's the athleticism and all that. He did make a nice scrambling. He was scrambling to his right and threw to Charlie Kohler on the sideline. That was a nice play. But like, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff going on today.
You once said about Adafe Owe, sling ain't no thing.
That is correct.
So sprained ankle ain't no. I can't.
Ain't
think
no rankle.
Yeah, yeah.
There ain't. He's back out there today. No rankle. Yeah.
He wasn't hobbled.
No.
He looked good.
Dafe was back, but as I told you earlier, I'm afraid to get too excited about Adafe Owe because I've seen him look great at training camp before. So, I'm that colors my whole thought process on him.
And Rashad Bateman.
Not there.
He just fell down or whatever, right? He landed on the ball.
Yes.
Everything that we're supposed to. It's a total nothing burger.
Correct.
However, so they're going to play Friday. He's not going to play.
Nah.
He wouldn't have played probably anyway.
Nah.
He's definitely not playing now. And then they'll be off Saturday, and I guess they'll be back out there Sunday.
Yes.
So when we're at the Angler.
Yeah, so Monday.
I want to make sure I got the name of that correctly.
I think it's the Angler.
The Angler by the
Sea. Well, let's look at Bobby D's text.
We will be in Ocean City on Monday.
Yeah, the Angler.
Doing the show from the Angler in Ocean City.
Angler on the Bay.
On the Bay. Angler on the Bay.
Same difference.
If Rashad Bateman has still not taken a practice snap by then, will anybody's spider senses be tingling?
Only because it's Rashad Bateman,
That's exactly.
It's because of who it is
We had the same conversation about Linderbaum, where he hits the post. I'm not worried about Linderbaum.
Yeah, he played with a high ankle sprain a year ago.
But with Bateman, we've seen this pattern throughout his career, so I think any time, even if it's perceived as a minor injury, it sets off a little alarm.
Let's switch gears, because I wasn't here earlier. You guys got to talk to Mike Elias for people who missed it, and then I guess around that time, we found out Heston Kerstad back on the IL with a concussion, Grayson Rodriguez on the IL with the lat, and Jacob Webb, who has arguably been their most consistent reliever, on the IL with an elbow. Keegan Aiken back, Brian Baker back. We hardly missed you because they're right back. First of all, Mike Elias, how was it, and how are we feeling about all this stuff?
No, I mean, look, it's very difficult for him to speak to the timelines for these medical situations because they're all still being hashed out. Although anytime he did mention on a couple of occasions, guys need to see 2 and 3 doctors. That's usually means what the first doctor said sounded like a pretty long absence. Like, again, he didn't say that, but reading between the lines, you know, he didn't really try to sugarcoat Soto, said they think they can get him to throw strikes to lefties, and that's obviously the mandate, and hopefully sooner rather than later. Said he wasn't too caught up in Eloy Jimenez's ground ball rate, like he felt like there were underlying, to use Bones' words, some underlying things to the quality of his at-bats that led them to believe in a new environment he could be productive. He did not sound optimistic at all about Chase McDermott being a part of the big league plans anytime soon. If you missed that, he got hurt back in Norfolk recently. It sounded to me like Cade Povich may have been getting the DL Hall treatment, if not for this rash of starting pitching injuries, to where now they're just going to keep running Cade Povich every 5 days in Norfolk because Cade Povich, frankly,
might have to start here.
Might have to be here sooner than later. And while he didn't commit fully to Suarez replacing Grayson, it's pretty much, there's not a whole lot of other options, and they'd like to streamline a role for Suarez because he has been yo-yoed so much. So, you know, hey, you're going to make at least 2 starts and probably more than that while Grayson's out.
Breaking news, Brandon Hyde is according to Andy Koska said Grayson has a mild strain and the Orioles are optimistic about the timeline of recovery, though an exact timeline is still to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, again, last time it was a stage 2, and it shut him down for 3 months.
Yep.
So hopefully, or grade 2. Hopefully this is obviously far less than that.
Elias also said with Heston Kerstad as well, he was experiencing some mild symptoms from the
concussion. It seems like the Anthony Rizzo thing all over again,
yes,
right?
It's
like,
no timeline for his return.
It was a little odd that he got sent down and he hadn't played in a game. So coming up next, talk some more Orioles and a little baseball with our friend Tyler Wells. Tyler Wells, obviously IL'd, but we'll talk some Orioles with him. He joins us courtesy of Big League Impact. Tyler joins us next here on The Fan. Orioles back in action tonight against the Blue Jays, game 2 of a 3 game series. Baltimore baseball tonight. T-Bone, Tim Barbalace, and Jim Hunter coming up at 6. But let's talk some baseball, some Orioles baseball, specifically Orioles pitcher Tyler Wells joining us now, courtesy of Big League Impact and the All Win campaign. And Tyler, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. We'll start with how is your rehab going?
Rehab's going well. I can't complain. Arm feels good. It's a day-to-day process and just kind of continually focusing on that. And just, like I said, taking it day by day, but everything's going well.
Tyler, you're someone that's been a starter for this club, been a relief pitcher for this club, been a closer for this club. What Albert Suarez was able to do, where being told 15 minutes before first pitch that, hey, bud, you're going to start the game, and he goes out 5 shutout innings. I mean, how impressive was that last night?
I mean, a lot of people brought it up to me about, you know, kind of the same thing last year with in Texas whenever Bradish went down. And, I think the best way that I can describe it is, like, everything just happens so fast that you can't really think about it. And you just kind of go out there and, with everything happening so fast, like, it allows you to just kind of relax and just go do it. Like, you're like, okay, I just got to go out here and just get the job done. And I think that's, you know, exactly what Suarez is all about. Just kind of being the guy that he is and the way that he carries himself. I mean, I'm not surprised by it at all, but, you know, I was definitely happy to see him do what he did.
Tyler, unfortunately, it feels like these pitching injuries have kind of come in waves, and obviously, most unfortunately, the extent of you and John Means and Kyle Bradish, and now we're kind of seeing it a little bit here now, right? Webb's on the IL now, and Grayson's on the IL. How tough is it to kind of continue to rally from things like that and to continue to fight down the stretch when you're clearly not at full strength?
I mean, you know, it's always tough. And I think that, you know, the best way to relate it is that baseball is a game of failure, and life is really, really difficult, and you're going to fail a lot in life. And I think that each and every single one of us as players, whether we're on the field or off the field, carries that with us. And I think that, you know, you're going to continue to see these guys who, you know, we may be injured, and, you know, there might be guys out there that are going to get injured in the future. But, you know, unfortunately, that's part of the game. And, you know, I think that, you know, you're going to end up seeing guys step up. And I think that that's kind of how it always is. You know, it's like I said, life is hard. It's a game of failure. And unfortunately, that's how it goes. But, you know, with life, you have people that step up and really pick you up whenever you're not able to. And, you know, I think that's what we're going to see a lot of, honestly.
Talking to Tyler Wells is Inside Access here on the Fan. Tyler, you don't tweet a lot, but you made a point to tweet about James McCann last week. Your tweet was, I would go to war every single day for James McCann, but after seeing that, I'm convinced that I would be absolutely useless to him. That's the toughest SOB I've ever met, and he just proved it right there. He took a ball to the face and a fastball right to the nose, was bleeding everywhere, and just said, you know, give me some toilet paper, I'll stuff it up, and I'll continue to play. That was crazy, but just obviously you felt the need to talk about James McCann.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's probably my favorite teammate I've ever had.
Wow.
I mean, you know, the kind of guy that he is, the kind of person he is on the field, the kind of person he is away from the field. You know, just the more that I've gotten to know him and his family, I think it's just a testament to who he is. And, you know, I think that the kind of leadership that he brings to that clubhouse, the kind of leadership that he brings, behind the plate. I mean, you know, as a pitcher, I think having someone like McCann, back there is just so confidence inspiring, because I mean, he's been around the league for a long time. He's seen it all. He's caught some of the best pitchers that this game's ever seen. And, you know, with Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer as just naming two of them, and I'm sure he's caught plenty more. You know, just the knowledge and insight that he has about baseball, but also just kind of the way that he lives his life, and hearing some of the stories that he's told me, it's just, you know, he's such a good dude. And I think that, you know, sometimes people just don't see him the way that we in the clubhouse see him. And I think that, you know, being able to bring that to light and, you know, just enlighten people on just how important he is to not only to the team as a whole, but as he is to individual players like myself.
Tyler, Jackson Holliday, he made his MLB debut when you were still healthy earlier in the season. And we know struggled in the first stint, just 20 years old. But boy, has he been on a tear since getting recalled. How cool has it been to watch Jackson in the second stint?
I mean, it's awesome. You know, I'm unbelievably happy for him and his family. I mean, you know, I've talked to Jackson, you know, quite a bit over the time that he's been in the organization. And, you know, he's such a good down-to-earth kid. And he's, you know, I keep calling him a kid, and it's crazy because he's a Major League Baseball player. And but he is young, and, you know, I think that the way that he goes about his business and the way that he handles his business – you know, it's no surprise to see him doing what he's doing now. And I think that that's just a really cool thing to see, but it's also a testament, again, to the kind of person that he is and kind of everything that he's learned from his dad. I think that, you know, his dad's provided so much insight, and I think that he's able to kind of carry that, through the ups and downs. And, you know, it's such a useful resource.
Well, Tyler, we're a little ways removed from when we last spoke to you. So I was just wondering, have you been able to map out things for the next couple of months? Will you be able to maybe travel with the team down the stretch and in the postseason? But what are your plans in that regard?
I mean, I plan on being definitely around the team during the playoff run. I mean, I gotta go out there and provide some energy for the boys. You know, If I can't be on the field, I'm going to be the best cheerleader there ever could be at that point. You know, but yeah, the plan is, you know, really just trying to get around the team as much as I possibly can, especially kind of in these later months. Mm-hmm. I know right now is it's an important time in my rehab, so, you know, I've really been focusing on that down here. But luckily, I get to see the boys here soon in Tampa Bay, so hopefully we can kind of kickstart a winning streak like we did last time whenever I showed up to Tampa.
Tyler Wells, let the people know about your involvement with Big League Impact and the All Win campaign.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of it's been a whirlwind. I got introduced to it through Kyle Gibson, and you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to work with a couple organizations that I've been able to work with since high A, whenever I was with the Minnesota Twins organization, and you know, being able to kind of get introduced to new people and new situations that really kind of provide perspective on my own life. I think a lot of people in our shoes tend to lose perspective on kind of just how difficult life can be for some of these people, and especially with kids with cancer. That's kind of been my primary focus over the last few years in working with Big League Impact. And, you know, I'm really hoping and planning on continuing to try and kind of do more for the community. Especially for next year, you know, as I come back, the goal is to continue to really try and increase the outreach for these organizations, but also Big League Impact to kind of just hopefully make it more accessible to the city of Baltimore to kind of jump in with the players and just really kind of show our support for the families that are going through really tough times. But the two organizations I'm working with this year are Versus Cancer and Lighthouse Retreat, same two that I worked with last year. Both incredible organizations that help out families and the children that have pediatric cancer. And really just trying to help with bills, or even if it is like a mini vacation for the parents and the child to be able to kind of get away from the everyday you know, I guess downers of what their life has brought them. So I'm, like I said, I'm blessed. I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, give to them. And I'm hoping again, like I said, for next year's to make it even bigger.
Tyler Wells, always great, man. We really Thank do appreciate you. Your time and continued success with the rehab. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you, and hopefully we see you up in Baltimore soon.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Tyler Wells from the Baltimore Orioles. We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. It's The Bone and Jim Hunter, and it's at 6 here on The Fan. Thanks again to Tyler Wells, but we are running behind, so Ben, let's get right to the text of the day.
Text of the Day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotives, driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. This texter says, how much of a run do you guys think Kobe Mayo gets before sending him down if the struggles continue?
Wow.
Well, at least 10 games.
I think he's going to get a decent runway, I would think. That's the whole point of bringing him up.
I think
if he's 0 for 30, though, that might be rethought. I hated pinch hitting him last night. I haven't been here all day because I was out of Ravens. I like pinch hitting for the hottest guy on the team for a guy to never hit yet. That just.
I will say this. We talked about a lot of transactions today. We didn't talk about this one. They did sign J.D. Davis.
Yes, they did.
Who I don't love him at third base. To me, he's more of a DH first baseman now, but it is a right-handed bat. It's a professional right-handed bat. And if they reach a point with Kobe Mayo where they feel like it's diminishing returns and Ramon's playing in the field mostly anyway, then is J.D. Davis a more interesting veteran off-the-bench bat than a Kobe Mayo who's never been a bench player? Yeah. And I guess Garrett Cooper must have got hurt down there because he hasn't been in a lineup for the Tides in forever. All the other things we had to ask Michael Elias about, I didn't quite get there on the, you know, Triple-A first baseman. But injuries up and down.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
We're going to go off the rails with the Didi Tinkabwala joining us. Lucy Burge will be on. Melissa Kim, not at one winning drive.
It's ladies night. We're having an honor of Aloysius. Wow. And all the time we've got to spend around him this week.
We're doing ladies night?
It's like ladies night.
And Ryan Ripken.
Who was a ladies man.
Ripken. There you go. Cut from the same cloth as the ultimate glue guy.
Yes.
Bone.
That is true.
Coming up next.
Not to be confused with Ultimate Football Guy, Bobby DePaul.
We'll see
who
Monday.
We'll do 4 hours of radio with on Monday.
Angler by the
from
Sea.
From Ocean City.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Coming up next, it's Baltimore baseball tonight. It's Tim Barbalays. It's Jim Hunter. And it's next here on The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.